Then FEMA came in with the National Guard, did a flyover and counted rooftops to try to, again, just verify some of the consensus. But I made it very clear in what I submitted that this was initial damage and there were more than likely be additional damages and the dollars would increase moving forward. And that's one of the things I talked to FEMA about when I met with Acting Director Gaynor, to just say, please don't shut this incident down because we are still very vulnerable right now. We still don't know the extent of the damage. We need some time to get those numbers to them.
We have added the enhancement where we've actually painted the roadways that are closed in red. So they're easy to see at a glance what is closed and exactly that length of roadway that is closed. You need to make sure when you're on the 511 map that you click on incidents on the left-hand side, and that will show you those roadways that are closed due to incidents such as flooding, or if we do have a crash that would close a roadway temporarily. We have them along Iowa 2, I-29, US 34 as well, so that you can really see if there is still water on the roadways in some of those areas. You can see that water and where it's at in relation to that. You can also see the debris removal activities as well as the construction activities that are going on along those roadways.
A female had entered the floor with two adult companions. She had entered unchallenged, was on the floor for 5 hours and had gambled. Grand Falls has not had an underage gambling incident for 4 years, so they've had a pretty good track record.